My name is Dr. Jeffrey Burke. I'm a naturopath and a master herbalist and the host of the Staying Healthy radio show. My show airs Monday through Friday at 8 a.m. here on NBC Sports 920 The Game. I bring you the best guests in the industry and the topics that are relevant for today's world. The shows stream live at 8 a.m., and for those of you that cannot listen live, my shows are always podcast for the on-demand downloads at my webpage, drjeffreyburke.com. The show is sponsored by Stay Healthy Health Food Store, Las Vegas' oldest independent health food retailer, located at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Smith's Shopping Center. Come in and see what a local retailer can do for you. Great selection, quality products, and amazing prices. The store is open Monday through Friday, 9 to 7, Saturdays 9 to 6, and closed on Sunday. I look forward to talking with all of you. Hello and welcome back to the Staying Healthy radio show. I thank you all for taking the time out of your day to stop by, tune in, and walk away with information vital to your good health. Learning as much as we can about the alternatives and the complements, and being able to sort through the misinformation that comes at us every single day, takes some time. And I'll tell you what, you know, you need to make sure that you've got this information, because there are going to come those times, guaranteed, that you're going to need to be able to have what you need to get the job done. And it does get confusing, and it does get, well, basically irritating when we can't find the good information. But then we get desperate, and then we get frustrated, then we reach out and grab anything that just sounds good, and then we may not get good results, and then we just walk away from the entire industry as a whole because we didn't want to do the work, we didn't want to ask the questions, or we just didn't want to make the time, or we didn't think we had the time to learn what we needed to learn. The best thing to do is, when you have a question, ask it. Choose people that have knowledge and expertise and information and education. Tune into the show. I bring you the best guests in the industry, the movers, the shakers, the educators, the formulators, the company founders, as well as the people that are behind the science. So you have the tools you need to start making those decisions. This is the Staying Healthy radio show, and I hope you'll tune in for all my relevant topics every single day, Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 in the morning. Remember, if you can't tune in live, courtesy of Lotus Broadcasting and my awesome producer, all of my shows are recorded, they're podcast and archived, and they're all on my webpage, drjeffreyburke.com, where you can download the on-demand podcast when it's convenient for you. You know, I send you to Stay Healthy Health Food Store. I send you every day because, to me, it just makes great sense. You're working with the most knowledgeable people in an amazing environment in the oldest independent health food retailer in Las Vegas in their fourth decade. So longevity is something that they've definitely earned in this field and this city. And they've provided the best quality products, awesome prices, and that comfort, peace of mind place to go. And once you go and you create these relationships, you're going to want to go back, because you finally have people that you can actually get answers from. You'll find Stay Healthy Health Food Store at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Rancho Town and Country Center on the northwest corner of Rancho and Charleston. They're open Monday through Friday, 9 to 7, Saturdays 9 to 6, and they're closed on Sunday. Stay Healthy Health Food Store, making it easy, making it effective, and helping us see change as we are on our healthy journey. And you know what? You know how we are. When we see a little bit of something positive, it motivates us to keep going. So I hope you'll partake in the wonderful things that Stay Healthy. Remember, visit their webpage, stayhealthylasvegas.com. Print a $5 off coupon to use on your next $50 purchase. And like them on Facebook as well. Well, today we're going to be doing part two with Life Seasons with my guest Chris Crawford on pain and inflammation. It's a pretty big topic, so it pretty well needs two shows so that we can not only discuss again what pain and inflammation really is and that there are natural ways to approach it, but also talk about some of these amazingly, I call them effective, incredible, and eclectic formulas from Life Seasons. Chris has spent his career in the natural products industry from retail to wholesale functions, but the core of his expertise always comes back to education. He's driven to help people become more knowledgeable about supplements so they can make informed decisions about which products can lead them to live healthier lives. Help me welcome my guest, Chris Crawford. Hey, Chris. Chris, are you there?
Yeah.
There you are. There you are. I got you.
How are you this morning?
I'm wonderful. How are you, my friend?
You know, I'm doing well. Thank you.
You know, it is interesting when we talk about pain and inflammation that It would take us two shows to kind of go through this, and I know we got a good start the last time, but, you know, it's no longer an old age situation. I talked to more younger people today in pain than I talked to older people.
Yeah, definitely. Pain, I think, affects all of us to some degree or another, you know, and the thing that, you know, in our culture, pain, there's so many things that pain, that's that first line. And many times we can't get back to the core of our health issues without first dealing with that pain. And that's something that I think is a really important thing for us to remember, is to be able to deal with that short-term pain, so then we can get back and deal with that more of that chronic inflammation.
You know, something that I feel comfortable with is that we have to also realize that analgesics and over-the-counter prescription medications, although needed in situations where people have no alternative other than to use them, thank goodness for them. But there's also another side of that coin where there's many people out there that could be getting amazing benefits from something more on the natural side, but they may just not know that it's available.
Right. And, you know, and that's one of the things I appreciate about what you do on a daily basis, Jeff, and as well as probably what's kept both of us in this industry, is the ability to really investigate and hopefully make these long-term decisions and these lifestyle choices that will allow us to sort of get in front of the game instead of dealing with it after we've already had it. So hopefully what we can do today is, like, touch on some of those, hey, here's pain, here's inflammation, but then also, too, as we're doing on a daily basis and as Stay Healthy Health Food Store does, is really trying to get people ahead of the game so we can deal with that just as we go rather than having these emergency bouts all the time.
Well, let's disseminate between the two things. If you know that you have an active lifestyle and you're pushing your body pretty hard, or you do a lot of repetitive work, and maybe there's a history of things like arthritis and bone and muscle, joint and cartilage problems in the family, you can approach this as a preventive situation, knowing what you're doing and where you're going and how long you've been doing it. You're just kind of sitting back waiting for the ball to drop, because, you know, chances are you're going to be in one of these situations. And then we have the other people that live next door, and they're already in pain, dealing with it, suffering with it, trying to get through the day. You know, do we approach them both the same way or differently?
You know what? Ultimately, I think that, pardon me, I think one of the things that we can do is, like you said, we can get ahead of things. For instance, many of us know that we have things that are genetically more predisposed to. And so if we do know that we have those, then let's move forward. One of the things, for instance, like you were talking about, this repetitive and also, too, as far as you had mentioned arthritis, osteoarthritis, things like that. Well, if we've already have that, well, we know it's sort of like a house on fire. And so if we have a house on fire, if it's already broken down and it's continuing to be on fire, we need to quell that flame, right? But we also, too, need to rebuild. And so ultimately, we're all moving in the same direction, but some of us, we come on the path and we have different on-ramps to that to get us to the same goal. And so I think that that's the beautiful thing about Life Seasons, what I've enjoyed as well, is where you have multiple products that you can really onboard at different points in that process to get us to the ultimate goal of health.
You know, I think what I've learned also is that people have to see something. They have to see a change, see a difference, see a positive movement towards something that is heading in the direction they're trying to go. Because when it comes to things like pain or inflammation or things that are hampering our everyday routine, that are keeping us from, you know, heading in the right direction and keeping us from having a quality of life, if we don't see something, then obviously it's not going to work and we're not going to stay with it. We have to see something. And I think that's one nice thing about this line, is because of the eclectic nature of the formulations, these oddly put together things come out the other end being so successful and effective that people are able to see a change because they're approaching it from an angle that they've never ever tried before. A lot of people say, well, I've tried everything. And I always say, no, you haven't. I said, I don't think you have. I said, you may have done a lot of things, and just for your body, it didn't work, but I guarantee you didn't try anything like this, because there isn't anything like this out there.
Well, and that's interesting. That's a great point, Jeff. And a lot of times we've gotten so much in this the allopathic type thought process in our culture, and we say, hey, I have this issue, or I have a headache, so I'm going to take an aspirin, or I'm going to take an ibuprofen, or whatever it may be that we're going to, like you said, dealing with it more symptomatically. And sometimes what we do, I think, from a natural perspective as well, is we begin to have that very laser focus. And so sometimes what we forget is the beauty of the synergy and the formula working together. So for instance, like, as you well know, many of our formulas, we take, you know, the four or five key ingredients that someone would buy by themselves and say, hey, let's put these together, because our goal is the same as every health food store across the country, that when someone comes in and they walk out, we want to give them the best opportunity to respond in a positive manner when they leave. Because as we know, we all want results. We want solutions. And many times, particularly if people are new to this, if it's an investment that we're making in our health. And so if we make an investment, let's say in a supplementation product, leave and we don't see any results, or we don't feel like we're moving the needle whatsoever, it can get frustrating. And we all talk about our return on the investment. And so that's important. And that's something I think we pride ourselves in as a company, is saying, hey, you know what, you have a good return on the investment, because we're attacking and supporting an issue from various angles. So as you know, we have 36 condition-specific products. So going to a particular condition someone's dealing with, and let's approach this from a multiple angles. So again, when someone walks out of that store, we have given them and feel confident that we've given them the best opportunity to respond in that positive manner.
So where should we start as far as products? Because what people want to do is, you know, they understand, you know, we've been talking about life seasons now. I've been talking for a couple of years, and they know the quality, but they're thinking, okay, I'm in pain right now. I'm going to go to Stay Healthy. Where do I start?
Let's talk about this in sort of three different tiers, and this is how I have always viewed it. And so let's start in this middle portion, okay? And so, and then we're going to talk about each side. We're going to look at this from a very holistic standpoint.
Okay.
So right now, things come and go in waves in our industry, and sometimes, like, turmeric is very, very popular right now, and it is a wonderful herb. It's been around for years. It's been around for thousands of years, and sometimes, however, the way we talk about it and the way our media talks about it in publications, it sounds like we just discovered this yesterday, when the ancients have been using this for thousands of years. And so we're going to start in this middle portion, okay, and talk about inflammation. And so inflammation, we all have inflammation. And so there's two different types of inflammation. There's one that's acute, right? And that's sort of that short-term inflammation. It's essential for the healing process, basically helps heal an injury, fights infection. It's designed to assist in the restoration of tissue function. And then there's what's called chronic. And that's more of a prolonged inflammation. And this can be the result of a failure to eliminate the cause of this acute pain, okay? And so really what we're talking about, there's almost two aspects of inflammation. And so you have acute, which our body needs to heal itself, right? But where we get in real problems is where it becomes chronic, and it's this day-to-day thing that just hits us over and over, and it becomes debilitating to us. So that's inflammation, okay? And so there are things that we can do from a daily basis to help our inflammatory response. For instance, we have a product called Inflama-X, okay? Inflama-X, it is a turmeric-based product, and we use a particular turmeric called Mariva, which is bound to a phospholipid or a fat that helps its delivery. That fat really helps as a vehicle to get it to the tissue to be absorbed properly. That product also has, like, tart cherry. Tart cherry has been used for years for any type of uric acid buildup. We also have what are called proteolytic enzymes. And sometimes in this inflammation process, as you know, Jeff, that we have these, like, protein-based antigens that they are just causing and wreaking havoc in our body. And so these proteolytic enzymes sort of almost help to gobble up those things that are causing that inflammation. So that's sort of that middle stage. And that's how I say that Inflama-X can be taken on a daily basis.
Now, somebody just chimed in and she said, I have a history of using pain medicine. I've been using it for a long time, but my doctor took me off of them because of my liver enzymes, my kidney enzymes, and because of my ulcers that were all created by the pain medicine. So today I use an analgesic once in a while, and my doctor said there's nothing we can do. It'll take maybe 6 months before he could even recommend another pain med to me. So now I'm a month or so out, and I don't know what to do. You know, where do I go with this line? I need some relief. It takes me an hour just to get going in the morning. I hurt so bad.
Okay. Two things. That Inflama-X can be taken on a daily basis, and that's going to hopefully help mitigate that inflammation long term. Short term, in the second product, we created this specifically for folks like this caller, because people that are dealing with extreme pain, because we know that, as we said, pain can be debilitating. That's why we have an opioid crisis in our culture these days. And as we know, the opioids also, too, they deal with our they basically are very, very addictive to our body. You have that addictive standpoint because they work with dopamine. Well, we have a product called Pain Blocker. I don't know if you've used that, Jeff, and I use it periodically. And this is a product that can be used during acute stages or chronic. It can be used daily. Most people don't use it every single day the rest of their life. Because the Inflama-X can be used on a regular basis. The Pain Blocker, that's used when you need it. And so it actually has an herb in it, or a herbal alkaloid. So this plant chemical that's called L-tetrahydropalmitine, and it's from a Chinese herb called corydalis. And corydalis has been used in traditional Chinese medicine for pain relief for thousands of years. And so we have come up with this product. The reason we have is because that there's so many people that are on opioids or are on pain medications that they can't take them all the time, because it is, like you said, it's disrupting liver enzymes, it's disrupting other aspects of their life. And so this is a product that can be taken to basically one step back from those from those opioid type things. Plus, they're not addictive, which is a beautiful thing for us as well.
Okay, this question just came in. It said, he said to use the pain blocker when you need it, but what if you need it every day?
If you need it every day, go ahead and use that every day. And probably what will occur, most people, what they will find out is when they use that pain blocker on a daily basis, as our pain gets, as we get relief and it gets better, then you know what? And that's when they come back with that turmeric, that Inflama-X on a daily basis. And so what's going to happen is, let's say if someone's using that pain blocker every day, and let's say they're doing it just to try to, you know, get out of bed in the morning, to get rolling in the morning. Well, hopefully the goal is not for us to have to take things the rest of our life. And so the goal is to, you know what, if someone's taking it 7 days, like maybe in a couple weeks they're able to take it, you know, 5 out of 7 days. And so just being, I always tell people, like, be fair to yourself. Allow your body to tell you what it needs, and move towards that goal. And so it's a process, but there's nothing in there that will be contraindicating that is going to be addictive or anything like that. So in extreme cases, someone definitely could take that on a daily basis, the pain blocker.
Now, what about age limits on this? You know, we try to base things today on a certain poundage of a man and a woman, and usually these are mostly adult formulations. But, you know, let's say that you're a younger adult, but also you're someone that's much, much older. Let's say in your 70s, 80s, and 90s, are they still going to get a benefit?
Yes, definitely. And all of our bodies are very, very unique. And that's, like, for instance, we'll just use pain blocker as an example, okay? Since we're talking about extreme pain right here. But pain blocker, if you look at the supplement facts panel, that little box on the back says take 2 a day. Well, 2 a day, that is a good dosing. People, I've never had anybody come back and say, oh, I didn't feel a response from that. And also, too, however, there's a lot of people that can feel response off of one of those, because it is a very strong formula. And so you can take it according to what your body is needing. There's a lot of things in our culture, Jeff, I'm like this, unfortunately, probably like a lot of people, but sort of the bigger and better culture. And if it says take two, I say, oh, well, that means that I should take 4 to 6 or 8, right? Well, this is a product, for instance, take two and start with that. It will actually help us very, very strong relax, and it has a muscle relaxing effects as well. So start low, adjust accordingly.
Okay, another question just came in. It says, I've been on my meds for a while, but I know I need to get off of them. Can I be on both of them as my doctor is working with me to titrate me off the prescription? Ooh, that's a good question.
That is a great question. Yes, there's nothing in here that, as far as the pain blocker or the Inflama-X, that couldn't be taken on a daily basis. And taken with over-the-counter pain medications. And also, too, I think that's very wise if that person, whether working with their physician, right, working whether it's naturopathic or traditional medical MD, DO, whether working with their physician, that integrative functional medicine to really help them go from things that when we absolutely need it, to, hey, let's approach this from a more natural standpoint. Because hopefully what happens is, yes, we have those things in extreme cases, but let's as you mentioned, titrate off of those to get to a point where our body's beginning to take care of itself a little bit more.
Okay. Now, because they're herbal, but I also, some of them are, I classify as almost like an herbal medicine. Can we go with food without food? Is there a preference? Does the food act as a carrier? Is it needed? If you eat just a little snack in the morning, is it okay? You know, some people miss dosages because of the fact that they don't eat or forget to eat or don't have time to eat, so they don't take their supplements, and then they may lose a benefit. What do you feel?
That's a great question. I think preferably, like, we have a couple products in our line that ideally take them on an empty stomach. However, most things, I mean, they can be taken with food. I mean, anytime we have food in our system, we have other things that it can absorb with. However, we also, too, I think it's really important to remember that, for instance, herbs are food, right? All of these things are food. And so so they can be taken either way. Personally, I take my things with food if I can. However, if I can't, then there's not a problem. Some people have more sensitive stomachs than others. And some people can pop a whole handful of pills on an empty stomach, and they're absolutely fine. So either way is okay. I would say the product Inflama-X, it does have what are called proteolytic enzymes in it, okay? And proteolytic enzymes break down protein. So if we took that with food, it's going to work on breaking down protein in our foods. Ideally, if someone can do this, taking that on an empty stomach, then it's going to help break down like protein-based antigens in the body because there's no protein in the stomach. However, if they can't do that, then there's many other things in that formula as well as it's keeping that protein in balance as well.
Okay. This just came in. She says, I've been using the Inflama-X and the pain blocker that Marge put me on and recommended. They've been working really, really well on my joint pain and my muscle pain, but they haven't affected my headaches yet. Will this come in time, or is there something else I need to add?
It's a great question. We do have a product called Migra-T. Hopefully it should help over time, right? But we do have a product that's specifically formulated for folks that deal with migraines. And this is a product that Migra-T has, you know, it's a, not everybody deals with migraines, and so it's a good seller for us as a company. But one of the things that we know is that it's helping on the long term. So it's, for instance, if someone, typically people that get migraines, they can tell very, very quickly, or they can tell in the morning when they're going to get a migraine.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they could take it then. However, it's best to take it and get it in the system and allow the system to build up with it. Because, again, what we're trying to do, let's say if someone in a month's time they have 5 migraines, right, which sort of puts them out of commission. Well, the goal is to sort of to get them to 4 migraines, to 3 migraines, to 2 migraines, to 1 migraine, right? So we're being, again, fair to our system. But the Migra-T is a product that listener would want to look at.
Perfect. I'll tell you what, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back with Chris Crawford. We're talking life seasons today. You got to check out this line of formulas. They're quite awesome. We're talking about pain, and we'll hit it a little bit heavier when we come back because it's a big topic, and there's a lot of people out there just trying to get back the quality of their life but not rip up their stomach and damage their organs along the way. There are natural alternatives, and that's what we're talking about today. Don't go away.
This is Jeffrey Burke, the host of the Staying Healthy radio show. I've been recommending Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract to people for many years now. Actually, decades. With over 700 peer-reviewed published scientific papers on everything from immune function to cholesterol, homocysteine, high blood pressure, and overall cardioprotective effects. Organic and odorless Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract is the only truly odorless garlic supplement guaranteed not to upset your stomach or give you that embarrassing garlic odor. Available in capsules, tablet, and liquid. With many different formulas, choose the one that's right for you and for your individual healthcare needs. So do what I do. Eat right, exercise, get plenty of rest, and take Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract. Your heart will love it. Available at Stay Healthy Health Food Store here in Las Vegas, 840 South Rancho Drive in the Rancho Town and Country Center. You can also get more information at www.kyolic.com. Have you had your Kyolic today?
Life Seasons is committed to providing high-quality, condition-specific supplements that support a healthy and vibrant life. Life Seasons is guided by a simple yet powerful belief. Best ingredients. Best formulas. Best results. Life Seasons clearly states the levels of each ingredient, and all products are magnesium stearate-free, gluten-free, and made with the purest ingredients available. Life Seasons does extensive research to develop their condition-specific formulas and are guided by four core philosophies in the development of its formulas. First, we take a naturopathic approach, meaning we try to get to the base cause of the illness and trying to bring the body's own innate healing force into play to heal the patient inside out, or metaphorically, from the ground up. Second, we incorporate an eclectic approach. It means that the doctor or practitioner is going to choose from a wide range of treatment options and opt for the one or ones that seem best, as long as the treatments are natural, holistic, and non-invasive. Third, we use doctrine of signatures, which is one of the oldest aspects of a foundational tenet of scientific investigation, observation. Ancient herbalists noticed by general and close observation of physical characteristics of plants, things like color, shape of leaves or roots, growing conditions, environmental preferences, and animal usage, that plants gave clues as to what uses as food and medicine they might be effectively used for. Lastly, we formulate tonics. Did you know that the oldest systems of medicine in the world, TCM and Ayurvedic medicine, teach about and use a class of medicines known as tonics as their highest, best treatments? Tonics allow the body to work its way into balance, and balance cures faster and more deeply than any external force. See the complete line of Life Seasons products at Stay Healthy, 840 South Rancho at Charleston.
Name your most prized possession. Is it your home, your luxury car, or maybe it's your 300-foot-long yacht you take out on the weekend? Truth is, none of these are the right answer. Your most prized possession is your health. Think about it. When your stomach's upset, you can't enjoy anything. Not your home, your car, or even relaxing on your yacht. Take care of yourself with Natron's Healthy Trinity, the probiotic supplement designed to keep your digestive system in balance. Natron is the probiotic pioneer. It established the probiotic category in the health food industry. Healthy Trinity is doctor recommended, hospital accepted, and improves the quality of your life. Natron Healthy Trinity is the premier probiotic, helping with regularity, occasional indigestion, upset stomach, and embarrassing gas. Healthy Trinity works.
Available at Stay Healthy, 840 South Rancho at Charleston, in the Smith's Town and Country Center.
All right, we're back. I want to remind you to head over to Stay Healthy Health Food Store. Stay Healthy, where you can see the entire line of Life Seasons products every single day. Check out all the products. They're all amazing, well put together, very effective, and just safe and easy to use. And like I said, once you try them, you're gonna wonder why nobody else has come out with these combinations. But we're glad that Life Seasons did anyway. So now we have that alternative choice at our fingertips. Stay Healthy Health Food Store, you'll find them at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Rancho Town and Country Center, right on the northwest corner of Rancho and Charleston. Open Monday through Friday, 9 to 7, Saturdays, 9 to 6. They're closed on Sunday. Check out their webpage, stayhealthylasvegas.com. And of course, like them on Facebook as well. Well, Chris Crawford is here today, and he is talking to us about using these wonderful products. We've been talking about pain. We've been talking about inflammation. Question just came in right on the break, Chris. It says, I do a lot of sports. I don't always hurt after the sports, but is the idea of preparing myself for the activity that I'm doing important, or should I wait until there is a situation when I need it and maybe use that pain blocker at the time of need? I don't know where to go on this. I'm 35.
Well, I think it's always great to prepare the body to get to that point. However, if you're in a situation, definitely can use pain blocker. I would say that someone at 35 using the Inflama-X on a regular daily basis, because what that will do is it will help their body get in a more reparative stage. And, again, hopefully the pain after will not be quite as much. The thing about the Inflama-X that is also nice is that it has what is called tart cherry. And tart cherry, there's about four great studies on that deal with post-workout as far as recovery time. And one of the things that it that research speaks to is it decreases or quickens the recovery time. And so the Inflama-X does have the tart cherry. So we want to – so that would be an ideal product for that person if they're wanting to get ahead of the ball game, and then if they wanted to do afterwards the pain if they needed that.
Okay. Any difference between using it with men and women? My husband and I are both athletes, and we both do a lot of sports. We both respond differently to the activity. Do we use different dosages, or do we just follow the directions? Another great question.
That is a great question. I would start by following those directions, and you can adjust. I like to encourage people, like, ultimately the goal is that we are in tune with our body, right? And that we understand what our body is telling us. And so a good measurement is to go ahead and start exactly with what the bottle is saying. And then, you know what, then you can adjust accordingly. That's what I've shared with people for years. You know, start with what the bottle suggests and then adjust accordingly depending on what your body is telling you.
Okay. Here's another good question just came in. It says, I do take analgesics every single day. It's the only way I can get through the day. I don't take opioids anymore. I got hooked on those, finally got off of them. But I do take a couple of the over-the-counter anti-inflammatory analgesics daily. I don't want to give these up. Can I use the analgesic with these products?
You can use the analgesic with the product. It should not be a problem. And I think if you're okay, I'm going to take this question and we'll expand on this a little bit.
Sure.
And so the pain and the inflammation, and I'm imagining, Jeff, that probably these questions, and a lot of people were coming from this viewpoint of arthritis, joint deterioration, osteoarthritis. Is that what you've sort of seen throughout the years?
Yes.
People that are dealing with pain and inflammation, a lot of times it does go back to that root cause. So let's talk osteoarthritis for a moment, and sort of I want to give someone a broad thought on this, and then that way what we can do is really try to support what we're doing, so we have to take less of the pain things in the long run. So most of our movable joints are considered synovial joints, okay? So let's use the knee for an example. So the knee, there's a capsule of connective tissue that surrounds this joint, right? And then on the end of the bones, there's what's called articular cartilage, and this covers each of the bones, and then within this joint, within this cavity, it's filled with what's called synovial fluid, okay? And so osteoarthritis is basically the breakdown of this protective, what's that, articular cartilage. So if you have the bones, right, the knees, the bone coming down from the thigh and the bone coming up from the ankle, and then you have this this synovial joint, and so you have this cavity that's filled with fluid. Well, also too, this cavity that helps a proper lubrication. Okay. As well, so what happens over a period of time is we deal with pain, inflammation, or just regular wear and tear, it breaks down this synovial matrix, this joint matrix, as well as these cushionings on the end of the bone. So where some people have even gotten to the point where it's almost bone on bone, which causes that extreme irritation. And so, for instance, we have a product that I love. It's called Mobility. Okay, and the Mobility gets back to the rebuilding aspect, because it's interesting. I was reading a statistic the other day. I was reading an article, and it's this is from the Center for Disease Control. And according to a National Health Interview study, and the study was done from 2013 to 2015 by the Center for Disease Control, but statistics indicate that in 2015, there were 54 million people that were diagnosed, okay, with arthritis. By 2020, that's projection is 63 million, 2040, 75 million people. And that's not just people that say, hey, I have aches and pains. That is diagnosis. I've been to the doctor because it's so extreme. And so Mobility, what's the beautiful thing about that is what we're trying to do is get ahead of that to support and to rebuild, because we know that the rebuilding is vital to the daily battles with the pain and the inflammation and that joint deterioration.
Oh, okay. You're going to love this one. It says, I'm a vet. This is great. And I decided with my older dog not to use pain meds because of the liver enzymes. And I've actually given a couple of these products, one capsule a day, to my older dog. And the results were great. I just wonder if anybody else has tried that or you had any feedback. Wow, that's great.
That is great. And you know what? We've seen over the years, we're seeing a lot more pet supplements. And many times the pet supplements are, you read the back of the label, and many times they're the same as the human supplements. And so the glucosamines, the chondroitin, things like that, that are helping rebuild. So, yes, I've heard multiple people that use these for their pets as well. Actually, one of my good friends, who is our national sales manager, she has older dogs, and I know that she every day gives her dogs joint supplements and use live season supplements for that.
Oh, all right. You know, I think one of the things that have really truly been well received with this line of products is change. And, you know, and I'm always somebody that tells people, you know, if you get change, you know, before, you know, a month or so, you know, consider yourself lucky, because, you know, we're coming from a time when we haven't been doing things really well. You know, so your body has to adjust. It has to make changes. It has to fix some of the small problems before it gets to the big problems. And not always do we get noticeable changes in a quick, you know, period of time. But this line kind of fools people. You know, they start using it, and all of a sudden they're getting results really quickly. And I'll get an email or a text, and they're like, all right, I've been on this for like a week, and I'm already getting good results. What's wrong? And I'm like, nothing. You know, that's great. Congratulations. I'm glad. I would rather say it's going to take longer and have them be pleasantly surprised.
I agree. I think it's always nice to temper our expectations, and because then it does. It leads to surprise. Because I was, you know, you've probably done the same thing throughout your years, but I would say tell people, you know, give something a bottle, give it its fair shake.
Mm-hmm.
But that is the beautiful thing, because when you come at formulations and from this eclectic approach, from this synergistic approach, so basically taking, you know, if someone says, are you an herbal line? Well, no, we use herbs. We use amino acids. We use enzymes, probiotics. We use what modality will help the body. And so by putting many of these things together, you're getting these different layers. And so, for instance, like we know that glucosamine sulfate, okay, research says that you should take glucosamine for about 6 weeks, and glucosamine is in our mobility, and that helps as far as rebuilding. However, mobility is a top five product for us out of 36 products. And it's interesting because if someone looked at this and just said, oh, this is just a glucosamine formula, they would think, hey, it may take 6 weeks to 8 weeks. However, this is a product that we have very, very quick response from, you know, even within a couple weeks. And one of the things that it's doing, it also has chicken collagen, MSM, chondroitin sulfate, and the turmeric. But one of the things that it does is it helps with we talked about that synovial cavity in the joint, right, that has the fluid. And so we want to help proper lubrication. It's sort of like if we know that we drive a car, right, and if things are lubricated properly, then things smooth. We don't have a lot of squeaks and things like that. Well, our body's the same way, and so if it has proper lubrication. And so that chicken collagen is helping support that synovial fluid. Chicken collagen also, interestingly, has what's called hyaluronic acid. People can buy hyaluronic acid by itself. We'll also see it in skincare products because it deals with the fluid matrix. And collagen is, you know, we have collagen in our skin. We have collagen in our joint matrix. And so this hyaluronic acid helps this fluid. And so it helps more from a lubricating standpoint. So someone's going to get this long-term benefit of rebuilding, but also, too, hopefully we're approaching it and they're seeing some, you know, some quicker results than taking it for 6 or 8 weeks.
Now, if you're taking vitamins, whole food multiple vitamins, omega-3s and all that stuff at a meal, can these go at the same time if you wanted to? They play well together?
They do play well together. Yeah, they can all play in the same sandbox.
All right. Well, you know how sometimes we want to separate things, and sometimes people associate these with being like a medicine where some pharmaceuticals you take away from everything else. So, you know, you just want to make sure we clarify and, you know.
Nope.
Oh, this goes along the same lines. It says I take my products morning and evening, but I bring the pain blocker and the Inflame and the Migra product all with me to school or work, because I take them in the afternoon on the days that I need them. That's nice. That's flexibility.
That is flexibility, and it's always, you know, that preparation is key. Many times, like, you know, sometimes we don't eat healthy because we're not prepared to eat healthy, right? Or we have this excessive pain because we're not prepared to deal with it. And so that's very, very wise of that person that takes it, you know, pops it in their backpack and takes it. You know, those routines of morning and the evening are great, but yeah, flexibility is also a nice thing.
Well, you know, you may start out in the morning on a good day. You might have had a good night rest. You might not have tossed and turned and flipped all over the place all day long on the mattress. And you got up and you felt really good and you took your morning dose. And you think to yourself, this is going to be a great day. But you get to work and you get stressed out and you wrap your legs around the chair and you turn wrong and you step up wrong. And, you know, and all of a sudden you're not getting up and, you know, walking around. All of a sudden your back is hurting, your legs are hurting, your neck is hurting. Having this stuff with you and having the flexibility to be able to use this as an extra dose if you need it, that's wonderful.
Definitely. I agree with you wholeheartedly on that one.
Another question. I don't eat breakfast in the morning. All I have is like 3 cups of coffee, and I try not to take any supplements in the morning because I know that the coffee will cause a problem with absorbing anything I take. Does that go for these products too? I say yeah.
You know, ideally it's great to take these with food. And, however, I will, with one caveat, Jeff, and I think you and I will probably agree on this, but I tell people it's better to take something than nothing.
I agree with that.
If someone says, oh, my gosh, I'm not taking this because it is not the optimal time and I haven't done this and this and this, well, you're sort of not being fair to yourself. Like, just step in that right direction. You know what? Because you may figure out that, hey, you know what? I figure that if I can take these at, you know, at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, I feel like, hey, that's when it works best for me. But you know what? If someone can't do that, then by all means, take them when it works for you and with your lifestyle. Because again, this is a process. This is a journey. And I think sometimes that's where we can be a little unfair to ourselves, is we feel like we have to be perfect with all these things. And, you know, we're striving for to get in a regular routine. But be fair to yourself, and you know what? Something's better than nothing. And so even the person that says, hey, I drink three cups of coffee in the morning, and if they're saying, hey, I drink three cups of coffee in the morning, so therefore I'm not going to take supplements whatsoever, then I would still say, hey, take your supplements with your three cups of coffee in the morning. It's some is better than none.
You know, I think one thing that we take away from this conversation is the fact that there is hope out there today, and you don't have to try to fit into the same box as your friend or your neighbor or your coworkers or your other half. You know, you don't, just because something is working for them doesn't mean that you only have one way of going. And I think keeping our mind open to the alternatives and complements that are available today, I mean, that's a big thing, because we get locked into things and we think that it can only go one way, and that couldn't be farther than the truth.
Jeff, I agree with you, and that's—I'll be honest. I'm going to put my listener hat on for just a moment, and that's one of the reasons that I love your radio program, and I love what you do, is because you give people hope, and you give people encouragement, and you give people opportunity to respond, and flexibility, and grace, and all of those things that we all need on a daily basis. And that's a very, very important piece of the puzzle, that sometimes, you know what, we can look at these things as transactional, but the reality is there's humanity behind it, and there is life behind it, there's energy behind it, and there's, like you said, there's hope behind it. And that's one of the things that is so important. I work with people on a daily basis, and I have high school kids, and even work with kids, and sometimes, you know what, sometimes people just need a hug. Sometimes people need to feel good. They need to be patted on the back. That human touch, that interaction, all of those things, they go together. And that's how we are, again, a whole being. As you can tell, I'm getting on my soapbox here a little bit. But I love this, because we are whole beings. And so these supplements, that's how we need to view these. These are a part of a whole. So supplementation, you know, it does. It deals with, you know, make sure that we're changing our lifestyle, our sleep pattern. One of the things, Jeff, is, as we both well know, we interrupt our sleep, and that causes excessive inflammation. That causes pain. And so, again, we're coming from this holistic standpoint. Let's make sure that we're getting out, we're moving, we're exercising. We live in a culture right now that we are very sedentary. And I was laughing with someone the other day. We were having lunch, and I said, you know, a few hundred years ago, people never said, oh, I'm going to go outside and exercise. But we live in a culture now that we have to, because they were exercising as they went about in life. They were walking. They were walking places. They were, you know, it was more agrarian lifestyle. And so moving constantly. So all of those encapsulated, like you said, and under the umbrella of hope, is a wonderful and a beautiful and a very, very healing thing for us as humans.
One more question came in. It says, I use a couple other formulas. I use one for sleep. I use one for blood pressure and one for blood sugar. If I bring in the pain formulations, it won't be overkill.
It will not be overkill. And it's interesting that they mentioned all of those sleep and, you know, the glucose and the blood pressure, because all of these things, if you get back to the root, inflammation plays a key part of it. So it won't interfere that pain, like the pain blocker, with these. So go ahead and put those in. However, that one of the things that I would encourage that person to do is include the InflammaX, which is that inflammatory response. It's helping modulate the inflammatory response, because all of those products that they're taking, they are dealing in a roundabout way with the inflammatory response, because those are conditions that we deal with in our culture that inflammation plays a role. So so that's a great question. You have a lot of great questions that your listeners send in.
They do. The thing is, I think many of them have learned, you know, they've used the platform of the show to be an information-based place to go. And I think that's really, really made a difference in the big picture, knowing that there are things out there that work and we just may not know about them. And if we don't ask, then how the heck are we going to know? So
right,
I think that's important.
One of the things that I will share, like you said, platforms are very important. Your show is an incredibly important platform, right? I would encourage people that are listening to go to lifeseasons.com and look at our website, because one of the things that we've done is we're doing exactly what you're talking about there, Jeff, is we've created a platform that it's not overwhelming by any means. It's very user-friendly, and in my opinion, it's very strategic. We're dealing with some of these top issues and conditions that we're dealing with in our culture. And so someone, for instance, they could go to the website, and they could look up a condition. So they could look up pain, for instance, and when you go look at pain, it will talk about acute pain. It will talk about chronic pain. Right. It will talk about, hey, this is the way our modern medicine looks at pain, and these are the approaches. These are some of the ways that these are some of the natural ingredients that you can look at for pain. We're trying to be a very a good resource for people, because I think we have access to so many things these days that people are looking for a trusted source. That's why you've been doing radio for how many years is it now, Jeff?
37 years.
37 years, okay? You're a trusted source and a trusted resource for people. And so, like, for instance, that's what that lifeseasons.com is. Our goal is to be a trusted resource, because ultimately it's about us, you know, walking beside someone. You know, I always tell people we educate people to empower them to help them live life to the fullest. That's our goal. You know what? And many times I think that that's through our product, but our ultimate goal is to give folks education so they can make a good, healthy choice for themselves. So lifeseasons.com, you can look up the condition. You can look up a specific ingredient and say, hey, I want to know about this particular ingredient. Well, let's see what research says on this. Or let's see how it's been used historically for thousands of years. One of the things that, you know, we like to say is that we use the wisdom of nature and the progress of science. Our sort of our little tagline is nature works and science proves it.
That's right.
And so someone could go and look at an ingredient and see, hey, how's this been used for the last thousands of years? And what is recent research saying on this as well? So good source.
I want to thank you much. We're up against the clock. Thank you so much for being here today and looking forward to our show's next upcoming month.
Likewise. Great job. I appreciate everything you do, Jeff.
Have a great day, Chris.
See you, buddy. Bye-bye.
My guest today, Chris Crawford with Life Seasons. Remember to check out all the products from Life Seasons at Stay Healthy Health Food Store. Stay Healthy is your wonderful resource for everything, education, information, the best quality products, awesome prices, the most knowledgeable staff, and just that comfort zone for peace of mind, because there's nothing more important than getting back, holding on to, or just regaining some of your great health that we've lost along the way. They are your Las Vegas's oldest independent health food retailer in their fourth decade in the Las Vegas Valley. You'll find them at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Rancho Town and Country Center on the northwest corner of Rancho and Charleston. Open Monday through Friday, 9 to 7, Saturdays, 9 to 6. They're closed on Sunday. When you check out their webpage, stayhealthylasvegas.com, read all the industry articles, and they do change frequently, so check them out to add more information to your information bag of tricks, if you will, because the more information you get, the better you're going to do. And remember to print a $5 off coupon to use on your next $50 purchase. Of course, a thumbs up on Facebook will keep you connected to them as well. Remember, today, Marge will be probably sometime later today drawing for that two baskets that she has at the store. You could still enter. One is from Nordic Natural, and it's a great basket. There's even an Apple Watch in there, and also the Nature's Way basket. Great baskets, and of course, I know she'll be doing something next month as well. So make sure you get over there and get your name in that drawing box, and why not? Give it a shot. You never know if you might just be winning that product and be able to try some of those great products for yourself. Thank you all for tuning in. Another week in the books. It's Friday. I hope you all have a great weekend and a great holiday weekend. I know everybody at Stay Healthy wishes everyone a happy holiday weekend. They will be open regular hours today and tomorrow, closed Sunday, and then closed in observance of the holiday on Monday, and then back regular hours on Tuesday. Remember, if you're tuning in for the first time, this is the Staying Healthy radio show here on NBC Sports. I'm here Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 in the morning. If you can't tune in live, courtesy of Lotus Broadcasting and my awesome producer, all of my shows are recorded. They're podcast and archived, and they're all on my webpage, drjeffreyburke.com, where you can have on-demand podcast downloads when it's convenient for you. Don't forget to like my page on Facebook, Dr. Jeffrey Burke. I answer your questions right on the Facebook page. Have a great day, everyone. God bless. Be well. Thank you for tuning in to the Staying Healthy Radio Show. Remember to tune in Monday through Friday at 8 a.m. for the most up-to-date, relevant information on your health, the best guest in the industry, helping all of us to get healthy, stay healthy, and be healthy. For your convenience, podcasts of the shows are available at my website, drjeffreyburke.com. Click on the archive icon for on-demand podcast downloads. I look forward to talking with all of you again soon.